please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. This is the August bonus episode of Never Not Funny. The as you know, as a subscriber, what level does the bonus start at? Right at the $6 level.
Everybody gets the bonus.
Look at that! So you know the drill. You paid a couple of bucks extra, and you get all the accoutrement that come. Who gets the live stream? Is that $6 and up to?
No, that's $12.
Bump it up, you dickheads! Let's go. You have to get a sneak peek of an episode before anybody else does. You get to hear it live, and sometimes you get to call it.
Yeah.
Like, we had a great time on my birthday. Mm-hmm. People called in for my birthday. That was a lot of fun.
So fun. Except that one guy was very strange. Yeah. Like, kind of rude, actually.
In my opinion, it was more than one, but I appreciate you pinpointing it to just that one fella.
I think we all remember who I'm talking about.
I think we do. Yeah. I think it's very clear. Mm-hmm. But we welcome you in on an August bonus episode. Zoe and Oliver are back,
mm-hmm.
and we're grateful that they've joined us for this episode, and we're going to play a game. But before we play the game, hi, Oliver, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Hi, Oliver, I'm getting by like anybody else. Now, Oliver, you're hobbling around like an old man. You're sore. Why are you sore?
I'm sore. I went to the gym with a buddy, and I'm sore. It's not the place for me.
Have you and Zoe talked about going to the gym yet? Because here's a hell of a coincidence. Guess what Zoe did?
I went to the gym.
Right. And Zoe, what gym did you go to?
Planet Fitness.
Oliver?
I also went to Planet Fitness.
They both have taken advantage of this teen offer that they give.
Free subscription or free membership for teens.
How long is that, Zoe, how long does that membership last?
I think it's just the summer, so probably till August. Or wait, it is August. Till right
end
now.
Of August.
Right now.
End of August.
End of August.
Summer 11, right? Hit a blast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It happened so fast.
Yeah, right? What happened to the sand?
Rolled around.
We got that. Down. We made out under the dock. Wait. We got down in the sand. What do they do in the sand? Zoe, you were in Greece, weren't
down
you?
Down in the sand. Yeah.
But what did they do?
Something.
What did they say before that, though?
We got down.
We made out.
We got down.
No, we got down.
Yeah, we got down.
We got down.
Down in the sand.
Down in the sand.
Down in the sand?
We made out.
Not good sentence structure.
No, we made out under the dock. We know that.
The smartest of the guys.
No, it's true.
She was good, if you know what I mean.
Too busy fixing up that car to study English.
I mean, they're dumb.
Well, obviously.
The T-Birds are dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Bugheads.
I mean, duty's the worst. Garen, what are the lyrics in that? Do you find it? What are they doing in the sand? They making a castle? They shovel?
She got friendly.
Down in the sand.
She got friendly. Right. Down in the sand. Yeah, yeah. Zoe, you do a lot of musicals.
Sure.
Well, you're in choir.
Yes, yeah.
Have you done a Grease medley ever?
No, they did that the year before I got there at theater camp. Were you disappointed? So I missed it a little bit.
What's your favorite song in Grease, if you had to? Do you like Grease at
Yeah,
all?
Love it.
You
sure.
Don't? Sounds like you don't.
No, I like Grease. No, well, me and my dad bonded over Those Magic Changes from Grease.
Which is
That's
not
a good
in the movie.
Song.
It's just in the
Musical.
Broadway musical. And
it's a deep cut.
In Grease Live, you know, I think you were like 8 or 9 when Grease Live was out. On you know, they aired that thing with Vanessa Hudgens and Julia.
Julian.
Which was good.
It was great. And I think,
Boys to Men get involved.
Wasn't
that.
Jordan Fisher the,
yeah, Jordan
he was
Fisher,
Duty,
yeah.
And he sang Those Magic Changes. He's a great singer, and that was, I was like, oh, I like this song. I wasn't that familiar with it.
It, doesn't Shana not do it in the movie? Don't they do at least like a little snippet?
Oh,
like,
I think
in the
you
background?
Hear it at the dance, maybe in the background for like a second.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Magic moment.
But they fucking ruined it. Like they do everything.
No, I
typical.
First of all, I disagree. Grease is a great movie, a horrible live performance. It's a horrible live play. Mm-hmm. Grease is horrible to see live. And I'm going to repeat, horrible.
Oh, I agree. It was the first musical I ever saw, and it ruined musicals for me for a decade.
The movie's great. Whoa. I mean, I recognize there's problematic things in 2025, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the good old days.
Yeah, Garen, you told me once that you would have come out of the closet 10 years early if you hadn't seen Grease.
Oh, I would have been a raging homosexual by that point if I would have liked it. But no, it was terrible. Oh, Mackenzie Phillips?
Oh, you saw that? You saw that version?
Yes.
That tour, that touring. Huh. And who was the dude?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Was she
Rizzo.
She was Rizzo. Yeah, so I saw it with Rosie O'Donnell as Rizzo.
Yeah.
On tour.
I may have thought, sure, if Rosie O'Donnell's doing it on Broadway and it comes to Detroit, absolutely it's going to be Rosie O'Donnell. No.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's not how Rosie doesn't want to do Detroit. She always said that she hates the Motor City. She hates Ted Nugent.
I don't want to.
In fairness, we all do.
Yeah. I don't want to make you guys angry, but I don't remember hating it. I was like, "Hey, it's Grease. I like Grease the movie. This is mostly the same. It's fine.
It's a bore.
It's unnecessarily longer, which is unfortunate. But
the movie, they tighten it up.
Yeah,
and you get to enjoy it. Zoe, of all the choir medleys you've done, these show choir things, what's your favorite celebration of music that you've done?
I don't know what you're asking me. Like a musical or just like...
No, like when you do your show, when you...
Like a song or like a...
For you to perform.
I'll just say my favorite musical. I'm like overwhelmed by your question.
Okay.
Fair. I'll say my favorite musical is Hadestown.
Hadestown. Like, Oliver, you loved that as well, didn't you?
I've never listened to Hadestown, but I've heard it's very good.
Wait a minute. I thought you saw that didn't...
I saw Urinetown.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Which is... I actually like Urinetown a lot.
Urinetown's good.
Yeah.
It's a subway stop between the two.
That's true.
Just hop on that train and get there on just a heartbeat.
Thank you, Garen.
And I think that...
Because he takes the metro because he doesn't drive.
That subway stop is Avenue Q, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. That's where you get on. You hop on that. Yeah. It gets you right where you want to go.
What do you think of that Avenue Q? You like those dirty puppets?
I saw a performance of it at Valley College.
Yes.
It was really good. They did really well. It's fun. It's I don't know if I would drop $200 on a Broadway seat for it. But
no, you don't want to do that.
I couldn't tell you a single song.
Right, because it sucks.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nah, it's horrible.
Internet is for porn.
There's that one.
Wait, the puppets sing that?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's kind of a dill.
Puppets are...
So that's the joke.
They're filthy, Zoe. These puppets are filthy.
It's like, hey, they're puppets, but they're swearing.
No, that's fair.
Ooh. There's a new one coming out. I don't know if it's Avenue Q, but Brian Henson is like, hey, guys, I'm back, and I got a new dirty puppet thing.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. They proved that with that Melissa McCarthy movie. That thing was a flopperoosco because of it. Nobody wants that.
Death to Smoochie?
No. It was.
Wasn't that also a thing?
That's Catherine Keener.
But isn't that also a Henson thing? Didn't they do?
Is it?
I don't think it is.
No, that's Robin Williams and who else?
It's Catherine Keener.
Danny DeVito. Didn't he direct it?
Wait, so what's the name of the thing with Melissa McCarthy?
The Happy Town Murders.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I mixed those.
She goes around town, and then these puppets are filthy.
Yeah.
They use language you wouldn't expect to come from a puppet, because puppets are generally for children.
That's correct.
And that so you go see the trailer. The trailer was hysterical, but the movie is not.
No, it's not.
It's all in the trailer. All the funny parts are in the trailer.
Right.
Funny.
Right.
Quote unquote.
I really want Zoe to answer the question you were actually asking her. It's bothering me.
Then word it differently.
What's
the favorite thing that you've performed at school?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're like, what's your favorite playlist of songs?
No, that's not what I said. Play it back. Don't turn into your father.
It's confusing because when they do a choir set, it's like 12 different songs mashed together.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Which one within it?
You usually say, they did a medley of Les Mis. They did a medley of this.
But it's not always from one thing.
I see.
It'll be like, there'll be like, 20 seconds of a Kesha song and then some like classical thing you've never heard
of. I did not know that. So I thought they all had a theme. So I was asking you what the theme is. They have a theme,
but the theme is not connected to one piece. It's like,
right. Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking, what's your favorite theme that you've done?
Okay, I understand.
And as I said before, a collection of songs, a celebration.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite celebration of music that I've performed.
Yes, thank you.
Would probably be, we did like a set about like goddesses and warriors and like ancient Greece. And
did
that
you,
was very
did
fun.
You do Warrior by Scandal or Warrior by Kesha?
Warrior by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was sadly not one of your two options.
What's even more infuriating is that you might go, oh, maybe the choir director doesn't like Kesha. Wrong. He put Kesha in like two other things.
He just didn't want to put the a cappella song was Kesha. We did Praying.
Oh, that's right.
You did Praying, which is not an easy song to sing. I try karaoke on a weekly basis, Zoe, and it does. I don't do well.
That was the best one, though. I agree with you. That was awesome.
Thanks.
They won a lot of awards with that set.
For you guys.
Undefeated.
What did you think? You saw Kesha over the weekend back in July. Did you enjoy it?
Loved it. Amazing.
Did you really love it?
Yeah, it was fun. There were like a lot of drunk women that like befriended us. Like they would be like, "Hey, like you guys, yeah!" And it was kind of weird, but our besides that, it was fun.
Our section was a little rowdy.
Well, I mean, in fairness, that's where the freaks go, right?
Yeah.
They take it off.
Yeah. They take it off. That's the thing I was trying to articulate back then when we saw it on the episode after that. I love Kesha and I don't like her fans. I think that's the reality.
Are they, they're a little too... hey, look, performative fun.
Like,
look how much fun we're having.
I'm a party girl.
No, you're not. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
You're like, you're a mom now. Like, everyone's a millennial, so they're not young anymore, but they're like, and we've all gone through this where you're like, you're past that phase, but you're like, let's go to the show and we'll remember the good times, like when we were 20. And
right.
that was a lot of that vibe.
Well, yeah. And well, I think she thought like we were like young her, and like she's like, ah, that's my girl. Like, hey. And she's like, I don't know. She's just like saying all this weird. She's like, hey, like my best friend's a slut. And we're just like, okay, like cool. Like, I don't, I'm a watch up there, but okay, thanks.
It was a little, it was pulling focus away from Kesha, which is why I didn't.
I don't care for that. But yeah. Tell me more about this best friend. Sounds like she might be of somebody I'd like to meet.
Well, she whipped her hair into my face at one point, which was not pleasant.
Was it Will Smith's daughter?
No, that I would have welcomed. This was just.
You would have?
Of you know Aquanet right in the mouth. Of
wow. You know what, I would have moved.
Yeah,
I would not have.
There was nowhere
that.
To go.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. I know.
Couldn't get away from
it. Done what I did.
Not go.
No, turn around and yell at him.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And then wait for a punch in the back of your head for the next 2.5 hours.
And then not enjoy yourself. Exactly. Yeah, Garen got a little. Yeah, I had to get a little stern with people at the Eras tour.
Bruh. Oh, you would have killed me. I would have screaming.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't. They were having a conversation, but she was talking so loud. Like, your boyfriend would be so jealous that you're here and you're not. And then, you want some wine? I brought wine. And they just was shrieking in my ear. And then they were pushing all of our chairs. But it was, I'm getting heated just thinking about it.
Oh, she was obnoxious.
No, have fun at the concert, by all means. But this woman was... Not.
Oliver, I'll say this. I want you to listen on this, Oliver. I'm agreeing with Garrett at this moment, but I really want you to be part of this. We went to a show recently, and the people behind us were talking, and Danielle and I were talking, and we moved, and it was like, what do you have to say that's so important you got to talk over the sound of people singing along and a concert? Mm-hmm. You couldn't say before the show, and you can't wait until after the show. What is so damn important? Shut up.
Go to a cafe.
Enjoy yourself.
Save $300 a piece.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
I think that happened at Kesha, too. It was probably during Praying. It was like during a moment where it was one of the few quieter moments of the show where it was like, and maybe that's why I noticed it, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have heard them. But it's like, this is the one time to maybe just stop and enjoy the vocals. And it was like, yeah, just a full on blab fest behind me.
Again, what are you talking? Unless you, oh my God, you get that text?
Right.
We go, blah, blah, blah. We should probably go and get the guy. Yeah. Unless it's that, shut it. Zoe, your thoughts?
Yeah, really frustrating to me. Well, because they weren't talking about anything. They're just like, isn't this the best? It's like, must we do this right now? Or like when I saw Billie Eilish, the guy next to me was buying tickets to another concert. Like she was like singing and he was like, oh, I wonder if Kendrick's coming soon.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Like, I guess like, this isn't good enough for you. Like,
be where you are.
And it's annoying, right? Because that he's got his phone out.
Yeah.
It's bright. That's distracting.
Yeah.
You want to be taking a look at that Billie Eilish put you to sleep. Oliver, what's the last concert you went to?
Well, we, about a month ago now, went to John Fogerty.
Right.
That was great. That was so much fun.
At the Hollywood Bowl, we saw John Fogerty and his family perform for us.
Yeah.
What's your favorite John Fogerty song, if you had to pick?
Oh, I mean, Fortunate Son's great. I would say, though, Run Through the Jungle.
That's your favorite of CCR's.
So yeah, of CCR.
Did they play that?
They did.
Oh, cool.
It was 90% CCR, and then he did Center Field and Old Man Down the Road.
And Rock and Roll Girls.
And Rock and Roll Girls. And it was a lot of fun, but we also have proof that you would move at a concert, because we moved about 5 times. Because every little section we went to were the people... Being like that, party people.
But yes.
John Fogerty, so it even makes less
That's
sense.
That's crazy.
And there was this one guy who walked up.
Oh, yeah.
this one guy walked up, the show was about to start, and he saw his friend. He went, "Well, well, well, fucko." And then he said that, we're like, "All right, it's going to be a long night."
I initially thought, I like this guy. And then within a second of that, it was like, yeah, I hate him with a passion.
That could go either way. Yeah. But if you're doing it ironically, cool. If you're not, if you're really that guy, that's a problem.
He was that guy. He had his, and I turned to Oliver and I said, "How drunk is that guy's wife?" And then at that very moment, she happened to turn around, and you just see her eyes both trying to get out of her head. She's so hammered. Yeah. Right, Oliver?
Yeah, it was the two of them together. I don't know how they were standing.
It was, they were hammered. So I bought tickets last minute, mm-hmm. and we sat in the back. We didn't have great seats. Yeah. And nobody is standing except for the four of them. That it's a wall in front of us. So let's move. And we moved like, this is great. And then he starts playing a song. The three people in front of us stood. They're the only three in the venue other than the other four. Yeah. So we moved again.
So we moved again. And then we're like, all right, this is fantastic. And then these guys bring out these ginormous cigars and light them up right in front of us and go, boom, boom, boom. So then we couldn't see the show because it was just a cloud of smoke.
Horrible.
You were in the Stogie section.
You were in the Stogies, yeah.
Damn, that's bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I think I'd rather weed than cigars.
Oh, yes. Oh,
well, I
think really? It's a toss-up for me. That was the Bob Dylan concert.
My God.
A lot of dope at the Dylan.
I told you, it's the most pot smoke I've ever experienced at a show. And I've been to many Dave Matthews Band shows.
Right.
I've been to a lot of concerts in my life, and this was the most. Because it wasn't just him. It was that whole festival was such
I went to Cannabis Fest. and there was more Dylan than
right,
that.
Yeah.
Right, I got a question. So who's more annoying, the cigar-smoking guy or the pot-smoking guy?
Cigar-smoking guy's more annoying.
As a
human being, he's more annoying.
Because the pot-smoking guy, there's a range of pot-smoking guys. There's only one cigar-smoking guy.
Yeah. And if you pull out cigars at a rock concert, you're a dickhead.
Yeah. Get your private booth or whatever.
I mean, pot kind of goes along. I say pot because I'm an old man, but that kind of goes along with the whole vibe of a concert. It's been happening from day one at rock and roll shows. Mm-hmm. A cigar is, look at us. We're at the Hollywood Bowl, and I'm going to show off that I've got money. Yeah, F you.
Yeah, with your money. Monocle.
Right? I don't need the Monopoly guy in front of me mucking up my Fogarty.
So I know I disagree. There are two kinds of cigar guys. There's monocle guy, but then there's guy who, older bro.
Well, that's who you get at the golf course.
Elder bro. Yeah.
And that's who was in front of us at the concert. It's elder bro.
Yeah.
And they bro. It just, you know, they're in real estate.
Always visits his old friend house.
Yeah.
Goes back. Stay away.
Right.
You know, just checking in, guys. Let's just want to see how well, Sigma
you get to stay
doing.
There for free.
Guy who overextends himself on a big yacht that he to go loan out on.
By the way, Elder Bro is my favorite character in Book of Mormon.
Oh, that's a good joke. That's a nice piece of business. You should be proud about it. Talk about it over the dinner table with your family.
I will. So tell your mom I said that.
Zoe, what did you think of the Bob Dylan show? Did you like it?
It was all right.
Okay.
Your face
said something different.
You were the one who wanted to go.
Well, I was like, he's going to die soon. Like, I got to, have this experience.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
It's okay, right?
It's okay.
I forget. Did he do All Along the Watchtower?
He did. In a style that
that's
not enjoyable.
He ruins all of his songs.
I mean, it was fine, but it's like, there's five other versions that are better than this, so...
And he knows it.
He knows it. Well, the one time I saw him at the Pantages, I've said it before on the show, the entire concert was a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Until the encore, which was All on the Watchtower, which was flawless.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was like, it was worth waiting for this.
And remind me, because I don't remember, was it the Jimi Hendrix style, or did he do
it was his own kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think
but
he ever
did that. But it was almost like more of a Dave Matthews jammy type version, but it was phenomenal. Mm. And it might have been the last song of the set. It was the encore. I don't remember what it was. I was so doped up. Right? You know, Zoe, I don't know if your dad tells you. I get high a lot.
We can tell.
I keep my temple clean. Nice and clean. You
help with that pain.
What's that?
It'll help with that pain.
I know it would help with the pain, but I still keep it. I keep the temple clean. Garen, I'm an addict.
That's true.
You know that about me. I can't, I got an addictive personality, man.
What about
addicted to love?
All the opioids you take every time you have a surgery.
You know what? I don't take them.
Oh, okay.
I used to, but I don't. I don't for that reason. I do not want
to. Addictive.
They're addictive. And
you gave
addictive.
Me some when I had.
You're welcome.
Some I think it might
allegedly
heart thing, whatever it was. But
were they in the Batman DVD case?
Yeah, they were. They were. I didn't take them for that same reason. I didn't want to risk it, and I know I wouldn't.
If you take them for 5 days, you're fine.
I know, but the idea of it,
I know
it's kind of scary.
Speaking of addictive things, I think there's some snacks over there that we were talking about.
Yeah, let's get to those. Oliver, grab the there's something in there called Giant Skittles.
I think it's
And why don't you open that up?
These things?
No, do those look giant?
Those are the naked Skittles.
It's like you're going out of your way. There's four fucking things in that box.
There they are. They were hidden. They were hidden in his defense.
Thank you, Garen.
He chose not to move a single thing in the box.
Dude, can I tell you something? That's him. At home. Hey, Oliver, where's that thing? I don't know. Then he'll go... Nope, it's not here. He moves one thing, and then you go, oh, it's infuriating. How you're going to survive in the real world, beyond me. How you got straight A's and a 4-point something. You're the dumbest, smartest man I've ever met. Wait, the smartest dumb man.
Oh, yeah, does that happen at your job, too?
Yeah, there's the toppings for the ice cream machine are now taped down because I knocked them over too many times.
What did your boss say about you?
He was like, bro, you're Butterfingers, bro. Butterfingers.
It sounds like this guy both loves and hates you. It's crazy.
No, he both loves and hates me. And I so want to hear what he says about me to other people because he talks about everybody else to me. Mm-hmm. So like he's got to be saying something.
And he has a way with words, too.
He does have a way with words. He does. He's a very nice man.
He's a very nice man. And Danielle and I had dinner there last night. And first of all, it was delicious again. Amazing hamburger.
Did you get him a layaway plan?
I did. I put a little money down. Yeah. It's not cheap, but it's delicious. But all three of his bosses came up to tell us that they are disappointed he's going to be leaving them soon to go to college. So
They said, soon, why not now?
Yeah. And then Oliver turned around and said, what? And everything fell off the counter. Yeah. All right, Oliver, open up those Skittle, what are they called? Skittle Giants?
Skittles Giants, 3 times bigger.
That doesn't seem that much bigger.
Well, wait till you see them.
So these are from Galactic Snacks, right?
Yes, they are.
These aren't.
Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, no, go ahead. You can play this. I'm sorry.
Put the headphones on.
It's a galactic bag of candy. Bag of candy from Galactic. It's a galactic.
GalacticSnacks.com. Use promo code PARTO to get 20% off. Oliver, take your time opening those.
He doesn't want to spill them. They're not taped down.
All right, Oliver, take one or two of those and then pass it to Garen.
From Galactic. Another infection. Another infection. Another infection. Another infection.
Who sent that in, Elliot?
That is Jeff Pronkev.
Thank you, Jeff. All right.
But that's not the song I wanted you to hear, but no, that's also a good song.
No, you want to hear the song where we're actually chewing.
You know who would have loved that song is Oliver, but he couldn't hear it either.
Yeah.
It was a parody of Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting a Skittle the size of like that ball.
Yeah.
Like when I heard giant, I had big expectations.
These are like peanut M&M sizes.
Yeah, they're not even as big as Sprees, are they?
They might be a little thicker.
It's like it's almost a Mentos, but not even that big.
It's the size of a caramel or a peanut M&M. It's like a peanut M&M size.
Is that what it is?
Is that what you just said?
I think that's
sorry.
She doesn't have headphones on.
It's true.
You
this
have
is
to
where
quiet.
Your mumbling really comes about to
I haven't. They're still in my hand, so I haven't even looked. If I had to, probably the size of a peanut M&M.
Oh, yeah, boss. You're right.
Hey, thanks
you nailed it. You finally cracked the code. Good job.
All right, Oliver, come over here. So you can, Zoe, put your headphones on if you want to hear the song.
I want her to hear
come
that.
Over here.
That last one.
All right, here we go. So
come on.
We play this music to cover our chewing. We are now sampling. I mean, these are Skittles. We're sampling just
but
big
Skittles.
But the size
might change the taste.
We'll find out. Here he comes. Go ahead, Elliot.
Listen to the music. There's a reason that we use it. It's because we want to taste some snacks. You don't have to listen to the munching and the squishing. If you did, you never would come back. Spittle in our mouths doesn't make a sound that a lot of folks can hack. So we play a jingle, eat a cookie or a Pringle underneath the cover of this track. We like food, it's appetizing. But one thing is irritating. Our mouth sounds are nauseating. Yeah, 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 yeah. So we chew off mic. That's just polite. Yeah, we chew off mic, you won't hear a thing. We're masticating. Chew off mic, we are so nice. Yeah, we chew off mic, you won't hear a thing. We're masticating.
Did you hear something?
No, isn't that the song we clap at?
Oh, we did.
We were too busy.
We forgot to clap. Mm-hmm. Now, Oliver, you didn't try this.
Yes, I did.
I still have some Skittle in my mouth.
That was really good, that song.
Isn't that great? That's Mike Henry and his beautiful wife, Tamar.
So the problem with the Skittle is That's a pretty long music cue, but it's still not long enough to cover how long it takes to eat three Skittles.
Well, I have something else we haven't heard, but I was saving it for Oreos.
Save it.
Okay.
Those are great. I love a Skittle, and honestly, the bigger is better. I'm gonna say it.
It's softer inside, it says.
I agree with that.
It's like, yeah, and it's just more of what I like about Skittles, so why would I be mad at it?
I thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
Garen, you don't like it. You're not a fan of Skittles.
Here's the thing. Skittles are the candy that I love that I never eat, but these tasted different. They tasted weird. I don't know, to me.
Galactic Snacks is a sponsor.
It could be the tea. I've been drinking iced tea with Splendid, and so it could have affected my palate.
Yeah. Oliver, your thoughts on the giant Skittle?
Yeah, they were good. It's a lot of work, though. They're big.
Yeah.
How's your spine doing, Oliver? You doing okay over there?
You're like melting into your chair.
Yeah. By the way, I was at the gym for maybe 10 minutes.
what do you say?
He was at the gym for 10 minutes. What'd you do? Like a couple of push-ups?
Yeah, I did a couple of push-ups. I just kind of like wiped down all the mats and all the seats.
Sounds like you work there.
Yeah.
I did 3/4 of a pull-up about a month ago, and I'm still in
You're
there.
Still sore?
Yeah.
Well, you know, with those mats, Oliver, you wax on, wax off. That can make you sore. That's the premise behind Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that kind of came and went, huh?
What, that joke?
That joke? I'm not so sure that joke came. That just kind of showed up and wandered around looking for somebody to enjoy it and couldn't find anything.
That joke poked its head in the door and said, hey, you guys want something funny? No.
Okay, I'm not air.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. I call that the Robert Wool.
Come on.
What did you think, Elliot? Giant Skittle.
I mean, it's a giant Skittle. I agree that because it's sort of bigger, you got more squishy opportunity, but then you got the crunchy part on the outside, which gives you a nice texture contrast.
Yeah.
It does
change the ratio of what's in and out, and I think I like this ratio.
You know, I like that. That's a win.
Yeah.
Delicious. We thank Galactic Snacks for sending it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get with them. That box is getting empty.
Yeah.
Yep.
It makes you wonder, like, when they were workshopping Skittles before they were released.
Why didn't they
just make them bigger?
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, I guess they were like basing. They were like, well, M&Ms are popular, so people like things this size.
They were. It was a battle with the Reese Piecey.
Maybe. You're like, what if we did that, but fruit instead of chocolate? And that's a good idea.
You know what else I like? And maybe Galactic Snacks has some unique bag of this Runtz. Remember Runtz?
Yeah.
They're shaped like
Runtz. What are you making that face? You love those banana ones.
You love the banana Runtz.
Oh, I love those.
Yes, what are you making a face for, Zoe?
Well, Runtz is just like a bad word.
That's the name of the candy.
It actually is offensive. I don't think you're supposed to say it anymore.
What?
I'm kidding.
It's offensive to pigs.
Oh, you know what? Fuck the pig. Pardon my language. I'm talking about the cops, man.
Yeah.
All right. Oliver, you brought a game with you? I don't know if that's true.
It was in the studio. We got monikers. This is the exciting game that we played last time, too.
Did we play last time?
I think we played one card.
We did one card.
All right, so Oliver, we got some. Is it me and you against Elliot and Garen against Zoe and her father, Matthew?
That seems like what we decided we were doing.
Okay.
Or do we want to do it game show style and just let Oliver host? Or do you want to play?
Yeah. And you can, like...
You can take turns hosting.
You gotta have a... you can't have a host, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You've played this at parties, Oliver?
I have played this at parties.
When you
all
go to these
hot parties that I go to.
Tell us about these parties. I know you do karaoke. I know you play board games. Is there also alcohol and drugs involved? You're now 18, about to be 18 years old. Yeah. You can tell me without me getting upset because you're about to go to college where I know that's the landscape. But was that happening at these parties or were you guys all theater nerds?
No, I mean, yeah.
What does that mean?
There's drinking.
Okay.
And stuff.
What,
I don't partake.
Hard liquor or just
beers in your ciders?
It's a lot of Mike's.
Yeah, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
It's a lot of Mike's Hard Seltzer.
Not that far off.
Twisted Tea. Yeah.
Those are delicious.
Cherry ones are delicious. Yeah. Mike's Hard Cider? Blackberry? Dangerous.
Good. You like that, huh?
Yummy. Tasty. Good.
Okay. Friend of mine brought $10 whiskey one time.
Who did?
Friend of mine.
Now, listen, I don't drink at all. And when I did, I didn't drink whiskey. Is $10 whiskey, is that a good whiskey or a bad whiskey?
That's a good question.
It seems like a cheap whiskey.
Who are you asking?
I don't think anyone in this room knows the answer to that.
I think that...
that sounds cheap, but I don't know.
It sounds like, cheap, but maybe that's...
I feel like a Jack...
He was pitching it as, I know this is going to taste gross, my apologies. It's just cheap.
Did you try it, Oliver?
I had a little bit.
You don't really drink.
I do not drink.
You prefer a $12 whiskey.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not up to my standards.
Yeah.
I need a couple more bucks.
I only get sloshed on the cash.
I was at a party once. We were snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Oh,
hey,
that's a crazy one.
Who did that song? Is that Rick Derringer? Snoke, that's my, who is it?
Morgan
Zoe, are you going to parties?
Sure.
And listen, I understand your father is here. Is this happening at these parties as well, or are you also in the nerdy theater group and where you guys are more just having a good time?
I'm just having a good time. I feel like people come having drinking or like go off and go on a walk and then come back and it's like, uh-oh, hello.
Okay.
But not me.
All right, you keep it clean. You're like Oliver.
Yeah.
Good. We appreciate it.
Except for this whiskey that he tasted. Yeah, I'm very disappointed in you.
I know.
Typical Kesha concert.
The last time I went home, my cousin had a big party and everyone's drinking and whatever. And me and a couple of other ones went outside to have a walk for, you know, reasons.
Yes.
And then my cousin texts me and goes, if you're out there doing what I think you're doing, don't bother coming back.
You're getting drunk inside, dude.
I'm like, what?
No, he's smoking weed. He's a pothead.
No, I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're saying there, yes.
His cousin's mad that he's doing this, and I'm saying you're inside getting hammered.
Wow. First of all, who told you that's what we were out here
doing? Yeah, who's the narc? Snitches get stitches.
Second of all, grow up. Yeah. I'm like, we're out here looking at the eclipse, dude.
Why don't you just take a gummy? That's always the question that we ask at like a concert.
The joint.
I don't know the world. Is if I go to a concert and have a gummy, am I going to have a different experience than if I smoke a joint?
You could. It depends. Because like, you can control the amount of gummy you have more than you can like a joint. Like the amount might be different, I guess. I don't know. But I was home. I didn't have gummies with me. I just had my brother-in-law had he makes joints, so I had one of those.
Yeah, some doper.
For me, in the times that I've taken either of those gummies, it's much easier to take too much. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like you were talking about opioids earlier, and like opioids, I don't think I'd ever be addicted to because it just makes me feel spinny, and like it helps with pain, but it's not pleasant for me. And I feel like gummies are more likely to give that feeling than smoking marijuana is.
All right.
So that's the difference for me. I think I'm unusual in the way I react to drugs, so I don't know if that applies to everybody, but yeah.
Every other zillion's take on opioids.
I always tell, if you're going to try gummies, I always tell people, go small and see how you react. Don't
read the label.
Because you're going to want to take more because it's not going to hit you right away. It takes like an hour.
Also,
it makes people want to just
it didn't work, so I better take another bite.
Yeah.
Of this.
So you don't want to do that.
All right.
And if you like me, who I've never had a gummy, I've never smoked pot, but I love gummy bears, and I'm never going to eat half of one gummy bear and be like, I'm done.
You're not going to eat a gummy foot.
I want like a handful.
Right.
So like lower the dose and let me eat a yummy amount.
Let me treat it like a sneaky snack.
Or I guess you're supposed to eat a little bit of a pot gummy and then have a bunch of regular gummy bears if you want that.
I mean, here's an idea. It's a drug. Don't make it food.
Yeah, you have to eat more than one gummy. You can't just eat one.
That's what I'm saying. But you could do that with anything. You could have a sip of water and then have as many gummy bears as you want.
I'm going to try that when I get home.
The good news for a lot of people is that they're not usually that tasty.
Oh,
yes.
Because a lot of times you can taste it and it's not. Oh. Really,
and they get kind of melty too.
What about our hot new brand that is sponsoring our show that I can't think of the name of at the moment?
Hometown, whatever.
Yeah, Hometown Heroes. Yeah,
they weren't bad. They weren't bad. I tried those.
You liked them a lot, Garen, didn't you?
They were delicious.
When did he fucking learn that when we're talking about a sponsor, we talk about it in a positive light?
Damn. I was being positive.
Oh, they weren't bad. That sounds like
compared to a lot of them, they're fantastic.
The best
there's
of the
a
bunch.
Lot that are could, too,
there we go. Good
yes,
save.
Thank you. Yes, Elliot. Look, there's peanut butter cup ones.
Yes.
Those are dangerous.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Those are dangerous.
That sounds Bangkok level dangerous.
Yeah, they're good. So I don't really get them because I don't want a handful of them.
Yeah. Be careful. Then you got Will Arnett's voice in your head the whole time. He does the commercials for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, yeah, he does. That's right.
And
he's my inner monologue. It's only...
Hang on. I believe there's a... Speaking of Bangkok, I believe there's a helicopter landing on top of our building.
I think that's the smartless SWAT team coming together. Someone mentioned Will Arnett.
And while they're here, they try to sell us cell phones. Who's your server? Not you guys. Not smartless. All right, Oliver, back to this game.
Sure. All right, so this game is called Monikers. It's basically celebrity. So the first round is you can say whatever you want. The second round is one word. And then the third round, which I don't know if we're going to do, would be acted out.
All right.
There is a description of all the things on the card in case you don't have anything to say. You just read the description on the card, but that's not as fun.
Is there a time limit, Oliver?
Yeah. Each team, let's say, gets a minute. Yeah.
60 seconds?
If you want it.
Do we use an information phone to keep time? Or does the game come with a timer?
No, you got to use your phone.
I think. Thank you for your time.
You got it.
Does it say phone not included on the box?
It better, or else I'd be expecting one.
We lost it on our hands.
Oliver, seconds ago, Elliot told us that the problem with opioids is, or with gummies is that there's a risk of taking too much. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's your favorite Dave Matthews song? How does that go if you had to?
Don't mind.
Thank you very much. All right, go ahead.
This is all kinds of things. So it's like some people, some things, some places, some phrases, things like that.
And I'm realizing now, just like the last time we were going to play the game and then didn't get to it, you're shuffling the cards for no apparent reason.
Oh, right.
These cards have never been used. They've never been looked at. They're not alphabetical. They're not sequential like a deck of cards.
Right.
But Oliver's shuffling as if we play this game for 8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
He's
just
showing.
What's a card for if not for shuffling?
Thank you, Garen.
He's showing off.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely. I saw F1, and I'm excited to do all those tricks.
I haven't seen it yet. Are there card tricks in F1?
Yeah, doesn't he like play with his cards a bunch?
He's got some cards in there, yeah.
That's not, that guy sounds cool.
He does the thing where he throws them like a dart.
Yeah.
He tries, like across the room into a basket.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm sure Brad Pitt had to practice for months and months and months on end to be able to do that scene. Or they took hours to shoot it because...
So it sounds like they were watching YouTube shorts and they're like, hey, people like these things you know, dude perfect, like just throwing shit into something from a distance.
A guy like throws a frisbee to someone with a basketball and goes in a pool.
Ping pong ball rolls around.
I will watch it every time.
And me too. I don't disagree with that. Oliver used to watch those a ton.
Yeah, loved them. I loved those. I loved the like all the Rube Goldberg machines and all the tricks.
They're fun.
They're fun.
What's there not to like?
There's a YouTube channel. It's this guy. It's like an adult man with his father who's probably 70 and they're just in a yard with a basketball hoop that they look like they're in Indiana or something. And they're just playing horse. It's just them playing horse and they do all these ridiculous shots. So they'll get on a riding lawnmower and ride across the lawn and then do a hook shot from it. It's so entertaining because they're actually really good at them, but it's like it's also the banter between the dad and the kids, and you know, it's awesome.
And that is Jeff and Lloyd Bridges. So you can watch that if you like.
Oh, I didn't realize they've also made a name for themselves in the.
They've also made a name for themselves in Hollywood, man.
I just know them as YouTubers.
There's a YouTube video called "Every Card Trick Done by Brad Pitt in the F1 Movie."
Oh my God!
It's 16 seconds long.
So watch it when you have time, everybody. Don't.
I don't think I have time for that.
Yeah, you're too busy watching tractor hooks.
Yeah, that's right.
Zoe, your favorite thing to watch on YouTube.
I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
Is that true?
I just watch TikTok.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
I mean, it's the same thing.
All right.
Yeah.
So what on TikTok then?
Yeah, right. What do you watch? So what's your favorite thing on the TikTok? I say the TikTok like an old man.
I don't know.
Right now it's probably those Indonesian boat dancers, right?
That's my brother, but there are these little boys on...
Have you seen this, Elliot?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Does Irma know about the Indonesian
dance?
No. Oh my God! It's a crazy dance trend that's taken off because they have these like boat races in Indonesia, like riverboat. Like it's like a longboat, like almost like crew.
Yeah.
But they have a guy in the back hitting a drum to like set the tempo of the rowing, and then a kid standing on the bow dancing to the beat.
Yeah, he's like,
and I guess because the oarsmen are watching the dancer, like that helps. It gives them a visual
cue. Timing.
But the dancing. I mean, it's become very different. Kids do different things, different moves, and it's become a whole trend now.
All right,
look for it.
Look for that.
Oh, I sent it to you guys the other day in our group chat.
When I saw something, but I didn't understand.
Yeah,
what's
that's what it was.
That's what that was.
Because I was about to say, like I think Danielle just sent me that in a text, but it was not my wonderful wife. It was my friend Matt Belknap.
It was me.
So I did see that, and I thought it was fun.
It is fun.
Not enough that I'll ever watch a second one, but I enjoyed it.
And then for reasons we haven't figured out, at the end of the race, the kids jump off the boat right before the end of the race.
Into the water?
They jump into the water, yeah.
Well, it's hot.
Yeah, but it's like, does that help them or not? I mean, maybe that's like, oh, take the weight off the boat at the last second so they get an extra boost.
You could also take the weight off Fanny.
Sure.
Put the weight on me. That's the band. Lyrics.
Which band?
What?
Which band?
The band.
Robbie.
Which one?
And his guy.
The band.
Voice.
What's the one we're talking about?
I'm talking about the band.
About the band, but which band?
Guys, the band.
Yeah, what's their name?
Talking about.
This is the worst. The band. Who's on first?
That's fun. That was a three-headed who's on first, which couldn't go anywhere else because it's just really it's just the one question.
Yeah.
That's
all
you can say. Yeah. Well, who's in it? Robbie Robertson. Okay. Well, I guess the game's over.
That's it. Levon Helm.
Maybe
I can name him. Those are the, and then I'm done.
I think Dylan played with them for a while. Right?
Well, they toured together. It was Bob Dylan and the band.
Okay.
Wait, which band?
Look what he did. He came in at the last stage to sell stuff.
All right, let's get these cards out. We got to do this.
Okay, all right. So,
hey, hang on. Shuffle them up.
All right, so I guess I'll start to you.
Wait, we start? No, hand it to Garen. Garen, they start.
What do we do? Just one card?
Yeah.
You just get his... Wait, now, did you give him a specific number of cards?
There's 35 cards, so we pass them around.
Oh, okay. So everybody's playing from the same deck.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he might not get one, and then...
I absolutely shuffled these wrong.
You did? Did you mix them back to front or something?
Garen!
Yes, I was trying to be stupid, and I shuffled them opposite.
And you succeeded.
Are you timing it? Should I time it?
Oh, you idiot.
I'll time it. Jimmy's reading his email. He's bored of this conversation.
My wife... I was getting my timer up.
That's what I was doing, but it seemed like you were...
No, I was getting my timer.
Well, I'm already there. You took a detour into email, though.
Yeah, I did. I got my wife said... it looked like a time-sensitive thing, and it turns out it is not.
That's the danger of our phones, Jimmy. They're distracting, aren't they?
They sure are.
Sorry,
maybe,
what were you saying?
Maybe you shouldn't have out in the middle of a show.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready to time him.
What the shit?
You're reading email again.
No,
oh,
I'm not.
This is funny.
All right, so this is going to be me and Garen.
Wait, so I don't have to time this.
I got it.
So I just... It's not one word, right?
You can use as many words as you want for the first round.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
On your mark.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is he just doing one, or is he trying to get through as many cards as possible?
He has as many cards as you can.
Thank you very much.
In a minute.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's good to know.
We ready?
Yep.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Someone who gets ready for doomsday.
Prepper.
Yes.
Look at that.
Nice.
It's a drink with tomato juice and a
Bloody
celery.
Mary?
Yes. Look. The little Star Wars robot, but not the gay one.
What?
I guess he maybe is.
R2-D2?
Yes. Oh, Jesus. It's a... Wait, I can read the card, right?
Yeah.
An ancient Mesopotamian god and flying reptile.
Oh, Mesopotamian?
And close to the end of the alphabet.
Xerxes.
Who's the guy from Star Trek that's magic? He comes out of nowhere.
The guy from Star Trek that's magic? Q?
Yeah, so it's that... That
okay.
God.
Quetzalcoatl.
Yes.
That's South America.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
That's not
7 hours.
It's a hillbilly painting that they have on the wall. It's animals doing cards.
Oh, dogs playing poker?
Yes.
It's got to be a minute.
Time.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice job on Quetzalcoatl, but that's not Mesopotamian.
The card said Mesopotamian.
Card says
that's
Mesopotamian.
That's like Aztec or...
Yeah, or
I'm
Mayan.
Sorry, it says Mesoamerican.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
Makes more sense.
Well, you still got it.
Yeah.
All right, so what happens? They keep those cards?
So they got those cards.
They got five.
So those come out of the mix?
They come... But then we shuffle the cards back up, right? Because they don't get their same cards back.
Or do they?
Wait, this is the cards for everybody. So now, here, I'll pass these to Zoe.
But all right, but the ones that they have, do they get mixed back in, or
no.
When round two comes?
When round two comes, yes.
Okay.
That's what I was asking.
Okay, In round two, you could get your own cards again or someone else's.
Yeah.
So you kind of have so you have to remember what they said.
Yeah. Right.
So that you could use one of the words for the clue.
But that's round two.
Right, that's what I was... I wanted to be clear if I should be interested in what's about to happen.
And can I, skip if I get a word like Quetzalcoatl?
No, but the cards have something written on them to help you.
Yeah, and if you read it, then it will help you.
Just read, like, if you need to, just read whatever's on it.
It's very small handwriting, which is why handwriting.
Do I need my glasses, Garen?
Yes. Okay. And I had mine. I read Mesopotamian instead of Mesoamerican.
I mean, to be fair, we don't say Mesoamerican that often.
I've never said it. I never will.
I say it all the time.
Oh, is that true?
No. Oh, they have point values, too, so that's cool.
Yeah, different cards are worth different amounts of points. I'm guessing that one's much more points than one of the others.
That's a three-pointer.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
It's a colossal. From way downtown.
All right. Zoe is giving to Matt.
And who's timing?
I will. I will time. I've got to remember I was going to do it.
Hold on like that so you can go faster.
Okay, so there we go.
Also,
Zoe, it must be fun playing games with your dad.
Yep, getting an insight into home life.
All right, you ready, Zoe? On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, it's like an old, dinosaur, early evolution of human. Upright man, hominid.
Gay. Caveman?
The beginning of gay.
Oh, homo sapiens? Homo erectus.
Okay, so a sign on an ice cream stand or something at the beach about what you can't wear or what
no
you have
shoes,
to
no shirt, no service.
Okay, it's a fun party thing where you're stuck in a place and have to solve clues to get out.
Escape room.
Yeah. Sasha Baron Cohen.
Borat.
My wife. Yeah. oh, it's a game on Netflix where they guess if something is like a
is
a
it type cake? Of
dessert. Yeah. Oh, the movie Blood on Her at the Prom.
Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Painter, trees, happy little trees.
Oh, Bob Ross.
The movie with Tom Hanks where he plays heart and soul.
Big time.
Ooh, I think
we got it. I got it. I think we got it.
So it was like
Yeah.
No, were you not looking?
Yeah, I said time a little late, but I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
That was on me. All right, somebody has to time me in. Oliver, am I giving or are you? How much did you get there, Zoe? You guys, boy, it took you 15 seconds to get that first one. And then you guys.
Seven, eight.
Yeah, you, eight. The next seven just went lickety split.
Do you want to just do point per card or do you want to add up the actual points on the cards? I guess it would just be easier to do.
I think, yeah, just the, how about cards? Yeah.
Is it cake with 4 points?
Okay, Oliver, you ready?
Okay, let's do it that way then. Let's follow the.
You're still in the lead.
You're still in the lead, dickhead.
What was it, eight?
They have eight. You have seven. Get ready for four.
Are you ready?
You ready, Oliver? I'm giving.
Yep.
You're receiving.
I'm ready.
You ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. I'm blank blank, bitch, from Chappelle's Show. He wrote the...
Rick James.
Yes, thank you. I have these upside down. Hey, this is when you go to look at a video, but instead you get a Rick Astley...
Rick Roll.
Yeah. This is Michael Jackson's biggest hit.
Thriller.
Monster, yes. This is the Hardy Boys and the woman.
Nancy Drew.
Yeah. She sat in the back of the bus.
Rosa Parks.
That's right. Okay. In the olden days, children would have to. We would eventually use them to do the hula. They would do something down the road.
Well, stick and
go ahead. Wheel. Go. Say it.
Stick wheeling. Wheel and stick. Circle and a stick.
Yeah, I'll accept that. this is the guy that was the star of Fantasy Island.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yes. This is a title character of a cult classic starring Lucy Lawless.
Wow. What?
She hung out with Hercules.
Era?
Time.
That's time.
That's work.
I think it's six is my guess.
What did the card say for the stick and the...
Was it hooping?
What does
hooping
it stick? Say?
Yeah, it's pushing a hoop down the dirt road with a stick.
Is that actually what it says?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't get it then, I feel.
What did you say? I thought you said that.
Circle and stick. He said circle and stick.
Oh, he didn't get it.
Yeah, put that back.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hold on. So throw that one back in.
Do the unused ones not get used now? Do we just keep those out?
That's correct.
Okay.
So now we just shuffle all the ones that we used, right?
No, we go around until that's empty. Sorry. We go around until all of the...
All right, okay. So what do you do with this circle and a hoop?
I would say put it back.
I would say put in a new card.
Okay.
Burn it. I'm with Joey. Burn it and never...
Burn it. A witch.
Never risk... All right, Oliver, since you're up, hand this to Garen.
Actually, hand it to me.
Oh, hand him to Ellie. Ellie's the one over by Video Village.
There we go.
Now, is it still... Anything now, or we switch to one?
Still anything. We do anything until we run out of cards.
Yeah. So that way we remember all of them for the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you could just, you do as many as everybody can do in one round, and then you just throw the rest away. But maybe it's too easy because there aren't that many.
There's not that many.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Wait, am I timing again?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go ahead and time.
I got it.
Here goes Elliot. This is Elliot giving to Garen.
Ready?
Nope.
Never know if this is good radio or not.
3, 2, 1.
All right. This is one you were just saying.
Hold on. Stop.
What happened? Why can't it be that?
Because we're supposed to be doing ones we haven't done yet. Still.
But they didn't finish it? Is that so then do they get to still do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's start over anyway because you didn't say anything.
Okay. Very good. Right, start
3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So this is Lucy Lawless.
Xena.
There you go.
Warrior Princess.
And then he talks all about the stars, how we're made of stardust. He's a scientist.
Carl Sagan?
Yes. And we just went through a lockdown because of this.
Pandemic?
But what was it?
COVID.
Yeah, 19. That's right. Then if before you're a born baby, you are a?
Embryo. Fetus.
There you go. These are upside down. He sat on a wall. He had a big fall.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yep.
Nobody can put it back together. Right?
Oh, boy. So it's kind of like what I have on my face.
Fu Manchu?
Egg?
No. But there's another word for that. It's like an animal.
Beard? Mustache? Animal?
It's like an animal. Like they have horns.
Bull?
No, it's a cow. Little one.
Oh, that's a good clue.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Some people eat them. It's not a sheep.
Goat?
Yeah.
Goatee.
But it's not that.
Van Dyke?
A shock site linking unsuspecting victims to the file hello.jpg, an image of a naked man stretching his...
For the love of God.
Well, don't say anything, because that card goes back on
what the hell was that?
I don't know, but wow. Zoe, this is... hand this to...
Good luck with that, Zoe. Yeah. Oh, Matt's going to give.
A JPEG? All right.
How many? You just did well.
Oh, yeah, I'm giving.
Five.
That last one screwed us.
What do you mean five again? You got seven the first time.
No, we got five.
We got five the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Two, three, a lot more. Four, five.
Yeah.
What? Wait, yeah. What? I thought you guys got seven, and Matt got eight, and we got six.
Nope.
No, we got five.
We got five.
No.
Wait, so the Belknaps are that much ahead of us?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We got this. We got this one card.
This one will take the whole.
We have to do whatever this thing is.
All right. We're in the lead.
Yeah, there you go, Garen.
Who's timing
here? Oh, I'll time it. Here we go. All right, here we go. This is Matt giving to Zoe.
Yep.
And I pull up what I call a timer on my telephone. Here we go. Ready?
Is the thing on top the thing that
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Ready, set, go.
Oh, yeah. This is...
So it's goat?
Yes. And then when you look at something, you the third letter of the alphabet.
C.
Yeah, so... Those two things together.
Goatsy,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The guy who runs the train, like...
Conductor?
Yep. This is one of the reindeer...
Rudolph?
No, it rhymes with dancer.
Prancer?
Yeah. This guy slept for 100 years. I don't know if you know this guy's name. How are we going to get to this? Do you know Vanilla Ice's real name?
I don't even know Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay, well, when you tear something, that's called a...
Rip?
Yep. And then...
very good.
A creepy guy kidnaps children in a big...
Van? Rip Van Dyke?
And then...
time!
I feel very good.
Very nice.
Rip Van Dyke.
Rip Van Dyke. You know, Dick Van Dyke's alive, 100 years old.
Good for him.
Isn't that craziness? Crazy.
Basically this guy.
You just wake up.
Yeah.
Oliver, you give to me.
Yeah, I give to you.
All right, so...
this isn't fair.
How is this not fair?
How many did you get?
How many did you get?
The thing is, we got three, but that was fun because we got to have some laughs with
us. Yeah, that's the whole point.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
That's the Belknap motto.
Yep.
All right, Oliver.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Oliver, hide behind the pillar more.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right, who's Tommy? Matt will say go, Oliver.
Three, two, one.
All right, that guy.
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah. The choreographer, all that jazz.
Bob Fosse.
Yeah. Sustained is what a judge would say when you say this.
I object.
Yeah. Or what's the thing?
Objection.
Yeah.
I said it like I would in court.
Oh, okay. This is the Fresh Prince's brother, relative with the dance.
Is that Carlton?
Yeah.
Nice.
What was he? This is like that crazy festival where people do like peyote and at.
Oh, is it Burning Man?
Yeah. In Blank and Dragons, the game with the dice.
Dungeon.
But it's the person in charge. It's that.
A dungeon master.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm Too Sexy, that artist.
That's Right Side Fred.
Yes.
Oh, that was the last card I had.
The cards have been used. We will now do round two.
All right.
Okay. So now we return the cards.
And now Oliver truly gets the shuffle.
So we count the points?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How many did we get, Oliver?
We got seven.
Seven, Karen. All right. So give me those.
Yeah. You're in the lead.
Zoe, give me your cards. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand these to Oliver because I know this about my son. He loves to shuffle.
He's proven it.
He loves it.
Every day I'm shuffling.
He does the curly shuffle at home. Matt, will you grab those from your daughter and then hand them to me? Or just sit there and watch them slide?
I mean, they're close.
Are they?
Yeah. There you go.
He's got a torn labrum.
Oliver.
He does now.
It was healing. I'm going to have to go get more PRP because of that. All right, Oliver, shuffle those things up. And this is round two where you can only use one word.
All right, but now one we word. Know all the
but
things.
But we know the things, and we kind of know the one words.
And it is celebrity.
And it is celebrity, absolutely. And celebrity and
things,
other things.
I guess.
Yeah.
They call it monikers. They're calling it monikers.
Just came up with that term.
Just came up with that. It's a term
no
I just
one's
invented.
Ever said it before.
So we've never talked politics with you. You're a Trumper?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I want J.D. Vance to be president, actually.
Oh, wow.
Hear.
He's great.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, because Trump's, he's all right. J.D. Vance, that's my guy.
He's got the charisma you're looking for.
Yeah.
Good for you. And that wife of his.
See that video of him getting booed and driving out of a restaurant? So great.
It's unbelievable.
What are you talking about?
There was like a video of like he was leaving a restaurant.
Why are you happy he's getting booed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're continuing to
She's doing her bit.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was done with the bit.
I want to play the game.
There we go.
But well, it's not a bit.
Zoe, welcome to my world. All right, here we go. So they go first again?
Yeah, right.
Okay, sure. So it's one word.
One word.
Garen, you're giving one word to Elliot. Elliot will then respond with an answer, and it'll either be correct or it will not be correct.
Yep.
And you keep using that one word over and over and over until he gets it.
Now, is it the same amount of time?
You cannot pass. Yes, 1 minute.
Still 1 minute. Okay, great.
Right. It can't be more than that. We can't do that.
No, I was going to go the other way.
Shorter.
Yeah.
Tighten it up.
But that's fine.
One you want to go to 45 seconds?
No.
No, I think it should be a minute.
I'm fine with a minute.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready?
On your mark.
I'm not get sure set. About it.
Go.
Painting.
Bob Ross.
Yes.
Oh, I would have thought something different, to be honest.
Blood.
Fuck. Blood. No, I can't remember anything that has to do with blood.
A different word.
I don't know the
Carrie.
Word.
Yes.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah. He got it.
Baby.
What? Fetus.
I forgot about that one.
Dragons.
Dungeon Master.
Prank.
Oh, boy. Prank. What did we say that was prank?
John Knoxville.
Oh, no.
Prank.
I don't. Who did a prank?
I don't know what it is either.
Prank.
Rip Van Winkle?
No.
Yeah. Remember when we pulled that over on him?
Yeah.
Turned the clocks ahead.
You better sleep 100 years, you die.
Prank.
No.
Still no?
I can't.
Still
I can't.
No?
Prank.
How much time they got?
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Figure it out.
Johnny Knoxville.
No.
Okay.
No, you didn't get that one, Garrett. Put that back in the stack.
I did. It's right here.
Don't you yell at me.
I got four.
All right. I'll set the timer. Now hand those, Garrett, if you would, hand those to Zoe. Zoe's going to give to Matt one word.
I'd like to imagine.
That is harder than I thought it would be.
It's very
What's that,
hard.
Oliver?
I'd like to imagine Elliot's response to the Carrie clue was him being like interviewed by a detective. It was just, fuck, blood.
All right. Here we go. Zoe, you ready? One word. Here we go. And you start now.
Chappelle.
Rick James.
Oh, goat. Wait, can I say that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay. Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Oh, objection.
Yeah. Nice. Dessert.
What?
Dessert.
Ice
cream? Oh, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Oh.
It was one of the ones we did.
You're not allowed to say one word, Zoe.
Let's look at this.
One word.
Dessert.
Dessert? I don't have a clue. Mm-hmm.
You can keep saying dessert, though.
Fruit.
Dessert? Dessert?
After dinner, we have a dessert. It's a chocolate.
Dessert? Is it dessert? Is it dessert?
Hey, cheat.
Dessert?
That's time. Yeah. That is time.
I hate this game.
You may want to double check that first card, by the way.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Check the first card.
If that was the one that I was doing.
They didn't get it?
No. No.
Wait, what? What was the first one?
No.
Rick James?
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yes. So
that's not what I was doing, and it's very similar.
Oh.
That's
weird.
All. That's
oh.
All. And it was the first card I put on.
Interesting. Oh, okay. That
and
you've done
know
nothing
really,
but
now.
Make this uncomfortable.
Sorry.
All right, hand me the card. What'd you guys get? Two or three?
Well, what should we do with...
Well,
with
these two, like...
The two
ones I asked
just shuffle.
So the top one, you just leave there.
Yeah.
The top one is the top one. And then the other one, you just put in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
But the top one, the one that you just didn't get is the new is my first
lot,
card.
I don't have it in.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you guys get?
Four.
It's hard.
It is hard. No, I'm realizing now that my thought of it being shorter was insane.
You time it.
Oh, yeah.
And Oliver, this first card is, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mikey.
Is it Kate?
Yes.
Wow.
Hercules.
Xena.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hanks.
Big.
No?
Well, it is, but that's what they said.
The piano from Big.
Very good. Sexy.
Right Said Fred.
Yes. Bus.
Rosa Parks.
Yes. Trapped.
Escape Room.
Yes.
Nice.
Vader.
Star Wars?
Vader.
Oh, C-3PO. R2-D2.
Yes.
Sorry, the not gay one.
Wall. Wall.
Time.
All right.
Everyone's doing good.
That's a good showing.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That's a good showing. One,
that,
two, that three, was, four, five, clues. Six, seven.
Those are some very good clues.
Yeah. Seven. I'm never good at that game. I've never been more stressed out in my entire life. Got seven. Now, you add that to what we had. So this is tightening the game up.
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is Elliot and I. We're still on one word.
Yep.
The Belknaps are quiet. Are you timing or am I timing?
I'll timing.
Matt is going to time.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Wall.
Wall. Wait, no.
Whoa.
Humpty Dumpty.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Good acting.
Corinthian.
What?
Corinthian.
That's a great clue, but not for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Corinthian.
Is that that Quizzaquatl dude?
Corinthian?
He's not going to get it no matter how what you do.
I don't have any other options.
You had a better choice to do.
You could play a recording of what you're doing. It wouldn't help him.
I don't even know.
I'll say this. It's
Corinthian!
It's a great clue. Oliver, would you have gotten it?
No, I don't know what it is either.
Yeah,
it's just like...
Yeah. Zoe wouldn't have got it because she's too young.
You basically have to be like a few years older than Garen to get that.
Is it time?
What, two
Corinthian.
Time.
Time. All right, don't say anything.
Damn it.
Oh, wait, that's
the
first...
No!
Oh, no!
I have to give that to her now.
You know what, though? Shit.
No. You might be stuck on that one. I also haven't been paying that good attention.
There's no way.
Well, he doesn't have to do the same clue, right?
No, but it doesn't matter.
She gets to hear that clue, which is not helpful in any way, shape, or form.
What do we have?
One.
They got one.
Yeah. Bro.
Don't worry. We're going to get zero.
I thought that would be a good one.
You're going to be... No, but Matt knows it.
What?
But I don't.
I have to give it to her.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oof.
All right.
Oh, no.
Who's timing?
Oh, I am.
You are.
Thank you. I forgot my job here. All right, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm reading the thing that says what it says.
That might help you. Or it might not.
It's...
I love this game.
It's...
yeah.
It's
Spanish...
Tough.
Mexico, Madrid,
sorry,
Spanish, Corinthian, that's like columns, maybe, this is really sad, I don't like this.
I know, it's brutal. What's the time?
Maybe we should do 45 seconds.
Time.
Oh man. Oh,
all right.
The pain on your faces.
I mean, look, I know we're competitive and everyone's like has fun laughing at us being being too competitive, but it also just like bottom line, and I'm sorry if it makes it uncomfortable. It's not fun to be put in a situation where you just feel stupid. And I feel for my daughter, who I know
is,
like me, very competitive. And it's a shitty feeling when you just have to sit
there.
Of course. And go, yeah, here we go. We're bad at this.
We're all going to experience it. We're all, we all are doing it.
I know.
Yeah, it's not like I experienced it for 45 seconds.
Although Oliver's got three clues now. So.
All right, Oliver, are you ready?
I mean, yeah.
Well, okay. we'll see what Jimmy gives you.
What happens if no one, do we just throw the card out if no one gets it?
No, because I'll figure,
we'll
read every single line of the card.
Oh, I guess if you go around enough so that the other person's giving, then they will know what it is.
Yes. Yeah. I would hope so anyway.
I'm hopeful that Oliver gets it here because he has...
One more word I just thought of that would have been good for... Not for Zoe, but I think...
Not for Zoe. I agree with that.
I think it'll help him.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Matt. We were trying to have fun here.
I know. Everyone's having fun. I'm not blaming you guys. I'm sympathetic to my daughter because sure, I know how she feels.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fantasy.
Oh, Ricardo Montalban.
There we go.
Oh, God.
Choreographer.
Oh, Bob Fosse.
Oh, man.
Sleepy.
Oh, Rip Van Winkle.
Caveman.
Oh.
Homo erectus?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Bunker.
Wow.
Oh, Prepper?
Yes. Jackson.
Thriller.
Yes. Sign. Sign.
Oh, no shirt, no shoes, no sir.
Yes. Orchestra.
Conductor.
Yes.
I don't have my glasses.
I'm sure we're going to run out of time here.
You got 5 seconds.
Mesoamerican.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was a great run.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well done.
Thank you. I feel like Oliver and I are getting the easier of the cards.
What is Corinthian?
There's an ad.
Corinthian leather.
Ricardo Montalban was famous for being in a car commercial, right? It was a car commercial?
Yeah. It was for the Chrysler LeBaron.
Right, and it had the seats had fine Corinthian leather.
I thought that the accent would make up for it. And then when I went, Corinthian! Yeah.
Well, like, obviously, Jimmy and I immediately knew what you meant what you were doing. It's just like, if you didn't see that ad, you would never know.
They would never know it. Right. I'm surprised that Garen didn't.
Yeah. Now that I know what that is, that rings a bell, but I would never have connected him to that.
I think fantasy was the clue.
Fantasy was the clue. And I tried
Island tattoo.
I thought you were going to say Khan, because wasn't it?
Khan! Yeah, that's when I yelled. He played Khan. When I yelled Corinthian, that's what I was trying to evoke.
Oh.
Would you have gotten that if he said Khan?
I don't know.
Zoe or Oliver, would Khan have been helpful to you for Ricardo Montalban? Say yes because of your grandfather.
Yeah, he put a bug in his ear.
Basically, Zoe, this guy Ricardo Montalban played the villain in the second Star Trek movie, and his name was Khan, and so there's a famous thing where the ever overacting
William Shatner
goes Khan, and it's become a meme.
And not for nothing, and nobody cares, but he was also in an original series episode, which is what that was based on.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll say this, as again, Oliver's grandfather was in Star Trek. Shatner's a great actor. I don't. You're disparaging him. He's over the top and ridiculous. He just showed up on I think it's the FBI.
Oh, okay.
He showed up in an episode. I think he did. Or was it the thing I was watching prior to that? But, a young Shatner, who still has, a piece of lettuce on his head, pretending to be hair,
sure.
And is acting like Shatner at 22.
You know what's interesting is that before Star Trek, he was an okay actor. He didn't overact. Like, even on The Twilight Zone that he's famously in, when he was overacting, it was appropriate because he was insane.
It worked.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, but the rest of the time, he was like a normal person.
So how was he so successful then? Like, I mean, like, how did T.J. Hooker happen?
Mm. People liked him, maybe.
They like him. They like Shatner.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Boston Legal?
No. Is he good on that?
Yeah, he's great. It's a great show. But there's an episode where he flashes back to like an early court case, and it's footage from an old show he did.
Oh, really?
Oh,
so it's
like
a black and white show of him as a lawyer up against his dad.
Hmm.
It's a really cool episode. It's a great fun show. You should probably watch if you like courtroom stuff.
I do like courtroom stuff.
Yeah, James Spader is incredible.
Shatner. I don't Spader. Isn't there something? Who else is in that? Is there like a clicker thing? Is that the show that has the clicker thing?
What?
No. That's Ally McBeal. He likes a fresh bowl. It's Peter McNichol.
I hated that show.
Yeah. No, it's not quite as cute as Ally McBeal is, but it's not quite as serious as The Practice.
Great.
It's,
I'm in.
It's very, very good.
I'm in. I confused them this whole time. I thought it was that.
Same creator.
And I didn't want to watch that because I never liked Ally McBeal, how they were so fucking proud of themselves.
Yeah, that show's very cute. It's not, but Boston Legal's not as cute. It's got, I'm blank his name. He's been here a bunch.
He's been here?
Yeah. Oh, God. He's Boston great. Eagle? We love him. He was on Unreal. Why
Jimmy
can't
Pardo?
I think of his name?
I'm here a lot.
You are here a lot.
I'm here a
the
lot.
Actor,
some
he's
some might say too much.
Unreal.
He's super tall.
Oh, Greg Bierko.
Greg Bierko?
Yes, Craig. He's in later seasons.
We love Craig Bierko.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, it's worth watching.
Craig Bierko's another one that we were talking about with Johnny Pemberton when he was on way back. It was Craig Bierko's another guy where he shows up. Always good.
Mm-hmm.
Always good.
All right, now one word to get Craig Bierko.
Wow. Unreal, I guess I would use.
Yeah, there you go.
That wouldn't help.
No, uh-uh.
No, I'd have to go through the whole cast before you got to.
I know, but man.
I'm trying to think of...
What's his biggest...
thing? Well, I was thinking there's sour grapes, like, but you can't just say grapes.
Can't
that's
say grape,
too
no.
big. Then there's the... when he was in The Music Man, maybe you could try to say something. Like one word from that song.
Trombones. But that's not...
but then you have to... Then you have to realize
it's like, no, that revival of Music Man, yeah. not the original.
That's
but rough. What's the one where there's trouble in, you know...
Name of that song?
I guess Trouble.
Trouble.
There's no one word that would really help you with that.
I mean, for Oliver and Zoe, Craig Bierko in this game would be a disaster.
Yeah.
You'd have to just build on whatever happened in the first round and try to...
Yeah.
Because nobody's getting it.
Yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we doing another round?
We're supposed to go through the cards.
We have to finish the cards.
Oh, same one word thing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
We got to finish cards. Yeah.
What's happening here?
I think those are your cards.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because we had one. Okay.
Yep.
You ready?
Yes.
Three. I don't remember. You guys didn't start one, right?
I don't remember.
Think so.
We'll find out. That didn't
yeah,
shuffle.
Yeah, I guess
it.
So. Yeah. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Mesoamerican.
Oh, yeah, we did start.
Quetzalcoatl.
Yes. Beard.
Beard.
Oh, that's a good clue.
It is?
Christmas, Rip Van Winkle? No. You already did him.
Beard.
Use your microphone.
Beard. Beard. Beard.
Beard.
Ah!
Matt.
I don't have to go outside
of the conversation.
I don't remember all the things that we said, so I don't know why Beard would come in. Craig Bierko? No, I'm sorry.
Beard.
I don't know what the hell he means either, and that's trouble because I'm next.
Oliver knows it. I don't.
Sasquatch.
Beard.
Oh, Beard.
Beard. Beard.
Oh, wait. I do know it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Try saying it any other way.
Beard?
Nope. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, Aaron.
Oh, my God. All right. So, Oliver, grab the cards or give him the... I'm sorry. Give him the,
I mean, I think I know, but I...
All right. So, we're building on that. You heard Beard?
Yeah.
We're building on that.
Yeah. This is...
Wait, so Zoe's giving to Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think you know it, though?
I think, but...
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Jimmy, okay. You ready to time it?
Yeah. Why do I forget that every time? As if it's
because you only do one out of three.
Okay, here we go. You ready, Zoe?
Yeah.
Ready, go.
Okay. Elliot.
Goatsy.
Oh, fuck me.
Astley.
Rickroll.
That's the one earlier.
Painting.
Bob Ross. We already did that. Painting.
Ouch.
Can you say it differently?
Painting.
Museum.
Painting.
I see your little sneaky, sneakiness.
You don't
over
get
there.
It.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. It doesn't matter.
It's what I thought when Garen said it earlier. This is what I thought it was. What do you?
It's been too long, my friend. whenever this came up, it's too long ago. Painting.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Well, at least we got a couple. Yeah, we did great.
Our time.
This is way harder than I thought this round would be.
It really is.
Because in Celebrity, for some reason, it's maybe because it's...
It's because they're all names.
Well,
they're
also
all
names. It's like a movie.
But also, you wrote them, so you at least are always thinking of the ones you wrote.
Yes,
that's
right.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Your timing?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready, Oliver?
I'm supposed to give to you, I believe.
Oh, daddy.
How many did you get?
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Canine.
Dogs playing poker.
Oh, right.
Stars.
Sagan. Carl Sagan.
Wife.
Borat.
Nice.
This is what they
pandemic.
Call pandemic. COVID 19.
Yeah. Took way too long for me to think of
that. Yeah. I mean. Agreed.
Clues.
Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
Rudolph?
A Prancer.
Drugs.
The Doors. Oh, a Burning Man.
Yes.
Nice.
Peyote.
I got there. Peyote.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Carlton.
Yes.
Wow. Time.
Damn it.
Ooh.
That's nice.
All right. What? How many do we get, Oliver?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, wait, I got
another 8?
Yeah.
We got 8 again.
Wow.
All right, you got the last card, Elliot.
The last card, that's right.
Close it up.
Yeah. Well, at least we got a minute to do it.
Yeah, let's see.
Minute to win it.
I think I know what it is, because when you said something, I was like, I thought you were talking about one thing, and then I realized it was something else, and then I was like, oh, so that one's still out there.
Oh.
And yeah, so I'm curious to see. All right.
Let's see how this goes.
3, 2, 1.
Celebrity. All right. Okay.
Is that the word? Okay.
No.
Only one word.
Drink.
Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, it wasn't what I thought. What
did you think it was?
I thought it was Escape Room.
No, that's already been done.
Oh, we did that one. I said Trapped. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You think Clues was... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when you said Clues, I thought that was Escape Room. Yeah.
That would have been... Well, he got Escape Room, but Clues would have been a better clue than Trapped. I panicked.
Yeah.
You felt trapped?
I felt trapped. Here's what happened. Full disclosure, when Escape Room popped up, all I thought about was, you know, I hosted a TV show called Race to Escape.
I know.
And I was like, how do I say that in one word?
Yeah.
Hosted? And then that would have been nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
And so then I said...
Trapped.
All right. I think we...
That's a fun game.
It is a fun
game. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
So are we going to stop there? Or
we should stop there.
Yeah. You
know, Zoe and I agree. We should.
Well, we're at 70, but we're good.
The bonus has been recorded. So,
yeah.
So can we find out the scores then?
Sure.
I mean, I know how this probably goes, but I want to find out.
All right. Garen, were you keeping track?
I believe I have the correct scores.
Okay.
How do you want to do this? You want to go second, third, first?
I would go 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
In third place with 15 points.
Yeah.
Zoe and Matt.
Oh. Right.
In second place with 17 points.
Oh, it was close.
Elliot and myself.
All right.
And in first place,
yes,
with a astronomical 36 points.
Wow.
Damn.
Jimmy and Oliver.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Son.
We
have never won a game on this show.
We've never won a game on this show. We have never won.
Nor in our home. And we're the only
Zoe, you don't know this because you don't listen to this program, and you shouldn't. I never win anything.
That's not true.
I'm proud of you.
Elliot and Matt win everything. Garen will occasionally do okay. I will occasionally get something. But whenever something like this happens, I never win.
Mm. I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
That was true up until the end of last season when you won the season-ending trivia thing.
I did not win the season-ending trivia thing.
Oh, Elliot did?
I think you did. Wait, one of us did.
Once again, you did.
No.
It was close.
You won it. I did not win $100. I did not win $50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I believe you did.
Yeah.
It was one of us, too, and I think you edged me. I don't know, but
I might edged it. Yeah.
You have edged me. Yeah, don't you have access to that website?
I don't know if it says that for last season. I think it's updated.
Why did I think you won? I know you. You
well, maybe I did win because you know you didn't.
Maybe it was two seasons ago. You definitely won.
You've won one of them in the last few years.
A season ender?
Yeah, won a season ender. I think it might have been.
Season 35's right here.
But I think it was season 34, actually, that he won.
Who won 35? Elliot or Matt? I think it was Matt.
It looks like Elliot.
Yeah. Congratulations,
so
Elliot.
I just edged it out then.
You're big on edging all of a sudden.
Hey, look.
Isn't that
gotta have fun.
If I may, isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
it. Keep saying it.
Okay. Has Jimmy won?
I'm a little concerned that Zoe knew that.
We thought Jimmy was going to win 34.
And I did not.
Matt beat you by 2 points.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay. See? Sorry I brought it up.
This is awful.
Yeah, you won today.
What a way to end.
We did win today.
Yeah, you won today.
I just told them we got to go, but I just told Oliver the story, and I don't know if Paul Gilmartin and I ever told the story on this show. When Paul, at his wedding, he got married at the Elvis Chapel, and he and Carly got married at the Elvis. This is back in 1995 or 6, one of the two. They got married at the Elvis Chapel, and then it was Pete Moore and his wife, Rami. It was me, and it was Paul's brother. And that was it. That's all they wanted there. And it was in Vegas. And there was some game, and I will never remember the game, but it was like, I think it was a dice game where, like, if you'd rolled X amount, I don't remember. because I probably was hammered. But you rolled dice, and if it added up to 7, you won even money. If it added up to 8, you got double. And then there was one that, like, you got 1,000 to 1 if that number showed up. Mm-hmm. And let's for the sake of this story, and again, this is a 30-year-old story. Let's pretend that number was 27. Okay. If you added up to 27, you won 1,000 to 1 on your bet. And I put $5 down on 27. And we've been playing this all night, and just really kind of, it was Paul and I just kind of breaking even. Mm-hmm. And then Carla and Rami and Pete, they started playing craps right next to us. And so Paul was talking to them and then being part of this game. So it comes in, I put the 5 on 27, Paul puts his money down on the thing, and so they go, okay, all money down, roll, and it's, and then Paul goes, sure, it's 27! Holy shit, it's 29! I'm sorry, it's 28, never mind. And it was, for that, literally 4 seconds, it's like, holy shit, I just won $5,000. Yeah. That's really my money for the year. I can cover rent. I'm going to be fine. To nothing. Oh. To not only nothing, I lost $5.
So because like, so right. You had to add the dice up. Yeah. So like, it took a second. Oh my God,
oh, you should have won. Oh, never mind. It's 28.
You won season 30's trivia.
Oh, I did win something.
Yeah.
Okay.
To go back a few.
To go back 6 seasons. And I want to say before that, 0 of them.
Oh, I think that might be true.
Oh, no mites. I don't win. I don't win things. I've won life. I've won. I've won success.
There you go.
Yeah.
This show. All right. Well, yep. I didn't mean to do that. All right. We're done. Zoe, I'm sorry that you didn't win.
It's okay. Next time.
They're going to go home and play this game.
We're going to memorize every card.
Yeah.
What one word do you say for this one?
We learned that from Isaac Hirsch. You get the flashcards.
Yeah.
And you
get an electric shock until you get it right.
He did really good on turning.
He did. Remember we were busting it. I kept saying, dude, you're going to do great. He's like, I'm out right away.
Yeah.
He made it to the final 3.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That
was exciting to watch.
It was exciting. Yeah. And you know what's even weird? It was, I've met Isaac as much as you guys have. We don't know him. We met him once. Mm-hmm. But it's something different about being able to root for somebody.
Yeah, we're like, I know this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Go
and
Burbank.
Somebody who is the underdog.
Go Burbank.
Go Burbank.
But he did great.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Who won? The woman won, right? Or no, the dude.
No, it was that guy.
The guy in the middle.
Yeah. I'm not going to try.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I saw the end of it. I just saw that he progressed and I was so excited.
Oh, he did great. And
he said he was going to be 6th, I think, is what his guess was.
Yeah.
And he was... Third?
Who's third?
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the money.
Isaac Hirsch. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. There's your August bonus. Enjoy it. On behalf of Oliver, Garen, Elliot, Zoe, and Matt, I'm Jimmy. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.